you know, see him as a good, respectable person who's not doing anything wrong, I think has everything to do with how he was perceived by police. And that has, you know, of course, to do with his race.
In fact, one of the Moab police officers talks about his own ex-wife. So he commiserates with him. Mary Catherine Nagle, I wanted to bring you back into this conversation to talk about the Violence Against Women Act and what that means, what it's about, where it stands, and how it particularly relates to Native American women.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, right now we are working very hard to get the Violence Against Women Act reauthorized in the Senate. It did come, we got a bipartisan reauthorization out of the House a long time ago, and we've just been waiting to get a bipartisan VAWA through the Senate. And this is critical because, like I said before, in 1978, the United States Supreme Court eliminated tribal criminal jurisdiction over non-Indians who commit crimes on tribal lands. And in 2013, when Congress reauthorized the Violence Against Women Act and President Obama signed that act into law, VAWA restored three categories of non-Indian criminal jurisdiction on tribal lands, and that is specifically domestic violence, dating violence, and violation of protection orders. What Native advocates are hoping to get in VAWA 2021 is a further restoration of other areas of criminal jurisdiction. So, for instance, in this kind of a dispute, the tribe may have jurisdiction now post-VAWA 2013 over a non-Indian domestic violence abuser in a home who's abusing a Native woman on tribal lands, but it doesn't cover child abuse. And in so many domestic violence situations, children are also victims. We've had many instances where non-Indian individuals have sexually assaulted or abused Native children on tribal lands. Again, until that jurisdiction is restored, our tribal governments do not have jurisdiction to prosecute those crimes, and the U.S. Attorney's offices do not take them because they are not a priority to the United States Attorney's offices. So there's other areas of tribal criminal jurisdiction we're advocating to have restored in VAWA 2021, and we're very much hoping that the Senate will act quickly. I know there are a lot of distractions. We're facing a potential federal government shutdown, but we really do need our Republican and Democratic senators, to really act now, because it is a matter of life and death for Native women and children.
And treaties and sovereignty, how does that play into this issue?
Well, you know, many of the so first of all, the United States wouldn't be here today if it hadn't signed treaties with tribal nations. Treaties were what originally gave the United States legitimacy when the rest of the world looked at the United States and didn't know whether or not the United States would be a legitimate sovereign. And so the United States did what France and Britain and other Spain countries were doing, and it signed treaties with tribal nations to establish its own sovereignty. Then it continued to sign treaties with those nations to exchange lands, and that's why we have the lands that now comprise the United States. But promises were made in exchange for those lands. And in many cases, promises that tribal nations would be able to maintain their sovereignty and their jurisdiction, including their right to protect their own people within their own borders. Now, the United States Supreme Court's decision in Oliphant infringes on that and violates that. And I think eventually will be overturned. For Native people, it's our Plessy v. Ferguson. But until then, as Secretary Holland has noted several times, the federal government has a treaty and trust duty responsibility signed in those treaties to protect our women and children and our people on our lands. And so that is why it is so devastating when the FBI just completely disregards the murders of our Native people. Because in this case, the federal government, through the hundreds of treaties signed with tribal nations, has a very unique, what the Supreme Court has defined as a treaty, trust, duty, and responsibility to protect our lives. And I would argue that Congress has a treaty and trust, duty, responsibility to restore the tribal criminal jurisdiction that the Supreme Court in 1978 took away.
Finally, Amara Kofer, when African-American women and girls are talked about, there is a certain level of victim blaming. Can you end our conversation by taking on that?
Yeah, whenever stories of Black women do kind of make it to the mainstream media or even in the local media where they're from, there is always a focus on, you know, their life, their lifestyles, you know, things that may be justifications as to why these things have happened to them, whether they're missing or murdered. And so that causes people to not care about these victims. It causes people to excuse why they're not sharing the missing person flyer or not talking about this murder. And so that's why what I try to do on my podcast is really humanize these victims and tell you who they were before they became victims. And also helping people to understand that it does not matter what your lifestyle is, whether you are a doctor, whether you're a sex worker, whether you're a nun, that, you know, your life matters and that people should be looking for you.
We have to leave it there. Amara Kofer's podcast, Black Girl Gone, Mary Catherine Nagel, citizen of Cherokee Nation, and Melissa Jeltson. Thank you so much. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
Schaefer lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, the stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refused to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Spac Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spac Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spac Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spac Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spacbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Courts in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready? Mm-hmm.
There. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, I am Mando Richard, and I've got a wild show all planned for you. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like we always do. We'll end up on the gospel side of the family, and in between, chaos will rule. Woohoo! Let's get things started off. Dell Watson wants to tell us how he hates to drink alone. I hate to drink alone, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
A man that drinks all by himself is said in need of help. He's someone that's got no one at home. That's why I keep your memory on my mind and near to me. Cause I hate to drink alone. Now they can't say I'm sitting here so low on the stool. Cause every beer I'm a drinking, dear, I'm a drinking here with you. I think I'm drinking myself crazy. I'll take you with me when I go. Cause I hate to drink alone. I take you with me when I go, cause I hate to drink alone, cause I hate to drink alone.
Hi, my name is Ray Lambiase, and Richard asked me to share this quick story. I was playing at a club and went up to the bar and just asked for a beer. And the bartender said, no, I'll get you whatever you want. Just tell me, what's your favorite beer? And before I could even reply, this very gruff voice right out of central casting over my shoulder shouted out, my favorite beer is whiskey. And I turned around and said, are you a songwriter? He said, no. I said, good, because that one's mine now.
I worked my way up to the bar. The maid was fair and pretty. She handed me a list of beers from every foreign city. She pointed out her favorite ale and said her name was Nancy. Then I put my money down and told her what I fancied.
My favorite beer is whiskey. Whiskey works for me.
Think I'll pass on that tall glass.
My favorite beer is whiskey.
Hops and roasted grains are fine for nature's fermentation. But I prefer a blend of mash on further contemplation.
My favorite beer is whiskey. Whiskey works for me.
Ain't waiting for your Guinness pour.
My favorite beer is whiskey.
When my glass is overturned and from this life I'm shorn, bury me down deep below a field of barley corn.
My favorite beer is whiskey. Whiskey works for me.
Take away that IPA.
My favorite beer is whiskey.
Yeah.
get to heaven's door to join in song and prayer. If they greet me with a beer, I'll take a chance elsewhere.
My favorite beer is whiskey. Whiskey works for me.
The angel's share is more than fair.
My favorite beer is whiskey. My favorite beer is whiskey. Whiskey works for me.
The angel's share is more than fair. My favorite beer is whiskey.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, this is Michael and Laurel from Red Tail Ring, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richards.
Healthy breakfast should always include good Nebraska oats and Kentucky whiskey.
I am a moonshiner, I learned it from my pa. Make a good mash out, hide out from the law. Well, I'll go up some holler and I'll set up my still. Sell you a gallon for a $20 bill. Now you can brush good whiskey, the mash it takes its time. Ferment it and distill it with a good clean copper line. Now the foreshot and the head and tail you gotta throw away. The heart is what you're waiting on, it's how you make your pay. Then the timber and the coal men, they come in from outside. Showed up at our play parties, no manners they to bind. They'd get drunk and start fighting, not pay our elders any mind. Pa served them up some four shot, run them off plumb blind. Goddamn government men trying to change all the ways we've been living up till then. Had to add the sugar to hurry up the mash. Made the men all mean as hell, made the liquor turn to trash. So I'll go up this mountain where the whippoorwill does sing. Draw me out some water from a pure and bubbling spring. With the corn and with the barley malt, I'll make a mighty brew and pick on this here banjo just like we used to do. How to hide out from the law. I'll go up some harder, I'll set up my still. Sell you a gallon for a $20 bill.
Instrumental to use as a music bed after the liquored up set than Johnny Don't Get Drunk, here played for you by Adam Steffi from his new Primitive record, which came out in 2013 and features his wife Tina on the old time banjo. Adam Steffi, the mandolinist. Okay, let's tell you about that last set of music, shall we? Dale Watson gave us I Hate to Drink Alone from his El Rancho Azul record, which came out in 2013. Then Ray Lambiez introduced his new song, My Favorite Beer is Whiskey, from his new record, The Road Ahead. Then you heard from John McCutcheon, and from his new record, Bucket List, you heard that old song, Moonshiner. And then going back to the late 1950s, you heard Robert Garrett doing Quit My Drinking. That's from that cheap old wine and whiskey compilation that I have been known to play tracks from.
next set is going to open up with a couple of, if you will, topical songs. The first one is from a truck driver who goes by the name Long Haul Paul. It's called Chevrolet Jesus. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Okay. Chevrolet Jesus. When I was much younger, I dreamed like thunder. I wore my heart on the sleeve of my shirt. I met Mary Weston, down in Preston, when she waited my table. Boys, I fell in love. I was just 19 when I bought her that wedding ring. We said our vow in her daddy's church. That day I turned hand tools, and that I took trade school. For 25 years I had union scale work, and I used to have faith in a Chevrolet Jesus, an American promise as big as the sky. And I worked all those years. What I got on it, I was red, white, and blue. It's the 4th of July. I still remember that day in November. A newborn baby was a star of my crown. I named him Carver after my father. Took the old man to Jenkins. He bought the whole house around. Taught him to stand tall, how to play baseball. That third chapter lesson from the old book of John. He had a smile like his mother. He was a good man to others. Oh, I raised him all proud, my American son. And I used to have faith in a Chevrolet Jesus, an American promise as big as the sky. And I done all that work. When I got on it, I was red, white, and blue. It's the 4th of July. Now I work in this diner. Since my job went to China, I lost my boy somewhere out there in that Middle East war. They honored him Monday, put his name on the highway. Gave a flag to his mama that I hung by the door. And all these political big shots, armchair Rush Limbaughs, big old bankers, corporate lights at the top of that ladder, a dead soldier don't matter. Now would you like a burger with your freedom fries? And I used to have faith in a Chevrolet Jesus, an American promise as big as the sky. And I worked all those years, and what I got on it, I was red, white, and blue. It's a 4th of July. When I was much younger, I dreamed like thunder.
wore my heart on the sleeves of my shirt.
Yuki Okinaga Hayakawa was just a little girl in a great big world that suddenly was closing in. Her mama said, Yuki, pack a few things, we're going away for a while, but I don't know where, and I don't know how long we'll be gone. Take your pretty purse and look, I bought you some brand new boots. Well, they're just like mine. Gonna leave these old ones behind. Gonna take a train like the one in that book that you love. But I don't know where, and I don't know how long we'll be gone. Sometimes, child, things are hard to explain. People don't always do what's right. Funny how fear can poison perceptions, and you can always be proud of who you are. They tell me our new home is called Manzanar. Leg as they walked into the room with six complete strangers, a face of uncertainty and danger. Some cots, straw stuffed mattresses, blankets and an oil stove, and a single light bulb swinging from the breeze through the floorboards. Sometimes, child, things are hard to explain. People don't always do what's right. We've got to be strong and just hold on to each other. And you can always be proud of who you are. Someday we'll walk away from Manzanar. To be strong and just hold on to each other. Yuki, someday you'll go far, past the barbed wire fences of Manzanar.
If you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast, make sure to drink some tea by four.
Okay.
trees find a peaceful spot. Lay me there to rest when I die. This old life is filled with peaks and valleys. One day you're up, the next day you're down. When I come to the end of my journey, meets the sky. Underneath the pine trees, find a peaceful spot. Lay me there to rest when I die.
You were listening to Le Vent du Nord play Toulout à Bassinet from their 2019 record Territoire. Let me tell you about that last set of music. Long Haul Paul kicked it off with Chevrolet Jesus. It's a song with an interesting history. Paul Marhofer, who goes by the stage name Long Haul Paul because he is a trucker, heard John Crossland, an auto worker from Florence, Alabama, singing the song Chevrolet Jesus. And he said, I gotta record that. And so he did, and so you heard it. Then Brad Kolarik, from his new record Hope Street, gave us Manzanar, the story of Yuki, a Japanese-American woman who, when she was a little girl, got sent to the Manzanar camp for Japanese Americans. Then we heard just a great single, Every Time You Leave, by Darren and Brooke Aldridge, a wonderful version of that Louvin Brothers song, and that's from Darren and Brooke Aldridge's 2019 record, Inner Journey. And then I played a new single from the Kenny and Amanda Smith Band, Mountaintop. Yeah, that was fun. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Lisa Alexander from Calliope House. Hang on, let me get her on the line. Joining us on the line right now from Calliope House, the premier folk organization here in Pittsburgh, is Lisa Alexander. And Lisa, why might I be playing Le Vent du Nord?
Well, it's for a very good reason. We are bringing Le Vent du Nord back for our 21-22 Calliope concert season.
You have just announced this, that the concerts will start on October 9th. And who's coming to town?
It's pretty exciting. On October 9th, we're kicking off our season with the Dirk Powell Band. On December 4th, we have the Amethyst Kia Trio. January 29th is True Blues with Corey Harris, Cedric Watson, and Phil Wiggins. February 26th is Windborne. March 12th, Le Vent du Nord. And on April 30th, the Way Down Wanderers.
It's fantastic that we're going to be able to have live music here in Pittsburgh again. What do people need to know? Are there restrictions and other information they should find out?
Yes, you can look on our website for our health and safety regulations for the season. We'll update that throughout, you know, the year as things move on. One other new thing to know for the season is we are presenting these concerts in the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty, which we're all very excited about. We think that'll be a really great venue for our audience. It's a beautiful theater, so we will be over there.
I noticed that you're doing an interesting psychological trick. There are not assigned seats, so get your butt there early, huh?
Yeah, you want to show up early to save your seats prior to the show. So, yeah, it'll be good. Their seats are nice. They recline a little bit. It's a really great space.
Overall, how would you characterize the upcoming 2021-2022 Calliope concert season?
Energetic is the word that comes to mind. As I'm looking over all these acts, there's a whole lot of energy going on, particularly, you know, at the end of the season with Le Vent du Nord and the Way Down Wanderers, which were two bands we had programmed for the 2020 season that we couldn't present. So we're very glad to be able to bring them back.
I think it's very important for people to know, wherever you are listening to the show, that you should be seeking out live music, whether you're listening in Oregon or Michigan or Tennessee or West Virginia or Delaware, wherever you are. It's really important to support organizations in your local area, like Calliope House here in Pittsburgh, that are presenting live music. This has been, as they say, a challenging time for organizations like yours.
It certainly has. Things are very unusual. They've been unusual and they continue to be unusual, you know, not just for us, but for the artists that we're presenting, you know, having to tour and whatnot and be in different places all the time. So we're working very hard to help each other out.
For those of you who are listening to the show live on September 22nd, Lisa, you've got a show to tell us about that's happening tomorrow night on the 23rd.
Yeah, we do. We have been able to present some live concerts over the summer, and we have the last one of these on Thursday, and we will be presenting the Turpentiners. They're a five-piece acoustic group. They're local. They play basically gut bucket blues to good time country and rural swing. We love the Turpentiners, and this will be outside under the tent at Shenley Plaza in collaboration with Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. And the porch at Shenley Plaza will have a bar, and it's going to be a good time. It'll be nice to see everybody and hang out outside and listen to some good music. Oh, and there are no tickets required for this show. We'll be taking tips for the artists, but that's it.
Well, again, like I say, whether you're listening in Pittsburgh or wherever you're listening, make sure you support the local music scene and check to see at websites and with the different venues what the requirements are in the during COVID. If people would like to learn more about the concert series that Calliope House is putting on over the coming year, where can they go for more information?
They can go to our website at www.calliopehouse.org.
Lisa, I think I'm going to close down here with a track from Dirk Powell's 2020 record. That sounds like a good idea?
Sounds like a great idea.
Let's play I Ain't Playing Pretty Polly from his 2020 record, When I Wait For You. And off the air, I was telling you I like that because it plays with the idea of the traditional tune Pretty Polly and brings forward some of the stereotypes and stuff that he is not going to put up with here in the 21st century. He's an interesting musical character, isn't he?
I like him very much. I think our audience will really like him too, especially to kick off the season.
Again, this is the Calliope House concert season. Dirk Powell on October 9th, Amethyst Kia on December 4th, True Blues on January 29th, Windborne on February 26th, L'Avent du Nord, and boy am I looking forward to that one, on March 12th, and the Way Down Wanderers on April 30th. And they're going to be held at what location?
Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty.
And people can find all the information they need by going to what website?
www.calliopehouse.org.
Thanks so much for joining us, Lisa.
And thanks for having me, Richard.
And here comes Dirk Powell, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
When I was a young boy, my papa played me songs. Sing that Pretty Polly, I'd listen all night long. The sounds went straight into my soul, sitting on his cabin floor. But I ain't playing Pretty Polly anymore. When Granny was a young girl, she had to hold her own. She told my little sister, don't get with a man alone. Down in the willow garden wasn't some old metaphor. So I ain't playing willow garden anymore. I ain't playing Pretty Polly or Rosalie McFall. I ain't playing Knoxville Girl, no, none of them at all. No more tales of women killed by drunken violent men. They don't deserve their stories told, I won't raise my voice again. And I ain't playing Pretty Polly anymore. Cause I know some stories, men like my Uncle Clyde spent 7 decades at my Aunt Myrtle's side. Kentucky teens fell in love in 1934. They had to leave the mountains to find work in Baltimore. She tended their young family
how he fought for them in the war. And she still holds his picture and looks for him at the door. Though she just turned 100 and he passed 12 years before. So I lay in really Polly anymore. I ain't playing pretty Polly or Rosalie McFall. I ain't playing Knoxville girl, no, none of them at all. No more tales of women killed by drunken violent men. They don't deserve their stories told. I won't raise my voice again. And I ain't playing pretty Polly anymore. I ain't playing pretty Polly anymore. I ain't playing pretty Polly.
Thank you.
while you listen to Joe DiCosimo play the title track to his 2012 record, Sequatchie Valley. Let me tell you what's been going on around here lately. We heard from Lisa Alexander from Calliope House, and we're thrilled that Calliope House will be able to hold concerts again. And she told us about the new location at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater here in Pittsburgh. And remember, if you're not listening to the show in Pittsburgh, do what you can to find live music wherever you are. And after Lisa and I got done chatting, you heard from Dirk Powell doing I Ain't Playing Pretty Polly from his 2020 record, When I Wait for You. And then we heard from our Native Daughters, which featured Amethyst Kia along with Rhiannon Giddens, Layla McCullough, and Allison Russell. And they were doing Polly Ann's Hammer. And that's from their record from 2019, Songs of Our Native Daughters, because Amethyst Kia will be one of the artists who are coming through town for Calliope. Thanks again, Lisa. And now let's get back to the music. I'm just playing this next track because I think it's a cool song. Here comes Laverne Baker and the Backwater Blues right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with a collection of artists that are all better than Mondo Richard.
Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pine. In the pond, where the sun never shine, I wish you were all night too. Black girl, where will you go? I'm gone where the cold wind blows. In the pond, where the sun never shine, I wish you were all night too. Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pond, where the sun never shines. I wish you were all night too. My husband was a railroad man, killed a mile and a half from here. His head was found in a driver's wheel, and his body haven't been found. fly girl, where will you go? I'm gone, but a cold wind blew. You called me to weep, and you called me to moan. You called me to